So, welcome, you guys. This is the last meetup I'm planning on doing this year, 2024, November. My name is Chloe Ballatore, as some of you know. I am a communication and relationship expert. I'm a graduate of Princeton University and Pat Allen's Want Institute. And I use the tools of transactional analysis as created by Eric Byrne. I use tools of androgynous semantic realignment, which is the work of my mentor, Pat Allen. And I also use tools that I've created myself because I've been doing this work for over a decade. I work with men, I work with women, I work with couples, I work with teenagers, and I work with groups. I teach this work several times a year. That'll be happening next year, but that's in the chat under module packages. All information can really be found on my website, which is chloesconsciousnesstraining.squarespace.com. So if you want to check that out for more resources, you can. I've also written 4 books on this work. The first book, How to Live, Find, Love, and Keep It, really goes into the basics. And that's what I'm going to talk to you about tonight. We're going to start with the basics of this work and the principles upon which this work is founded, which are pr is pretty established scientific and psychological scholarship. Okay. But what's unique about this work are the tools to execute on that scholarship. So I'm going to just talk for about 10 or 15 minutes, well, probably 10 minutes about that. And give you a background. And then you'll have a chance the rest of the time I devote to questions and answers. This is my one free event that I do, so please take advantage of it. It's very important for me as a practitioner to be able to offer something that's free or low cost so that people can learn about this work. You know, so this group is very much an introduction to this work. And if you want to go deeper, we can do that either through private sessions or signing up for the modules. I also have an asynchronous module that you can sign up for even over this holiday period. So you can check that out as well. Okay. What are we talking about? We're talking about dating and relationships, but the principles that this work is based on, again, radiate throughout all of life. So you can, my specialty is dating and relationships. So you really can ask about almost anything because, again, the principles of yin and yang, the dynamics that occur on earth as a result of that duality, affect everything that we do, right? All of us are both feminine and masculine. And this is the basic premise of yin and yang, right? All of us have a feminine yin energy, and all of us has a masculine yang energy. And when those energies are out of balance, that's when we become sick. It's also when we begin to have difficulties in our relationships. And the most successful relationships are those that are balanced between masculine and feminine energy. Our balance is often thrown off when we have childhood trauma. And that's anything that happens between the ages of 0 to 12 that separates us from our innocence and forces us to sacrifice our authenticity in order to attach to the people who own the refrigerator. Because, you know, human babies aren't very independent. We're not like other primates who, you know, have their offspring in the woods, and then they get up and run away and, you know, have to fend for themselves. We rely on the adults in our setup, and whether that was your parents or a governess, whatever it was. And so we, as children, often have to sacrifice our authenticity in order to attach and in order to get our needs met. And when we do that, we make a series of what's known as survival conclusions. And we think these survival conclusions are existential truths, but they're really just strategies of the moment. And when we use these strategies when we grow up, the same things that enabled us to survive and to even thrive under our parents or whoever raised us, tutelage, those same tools, when brought into our adult lives, tend to have the opposite effect, and they tend to sabotage us. And especially when we bring those tools into our intimate relationships, that's where we see the effects of childhood trauma show up the first. So if you're having a bad pattern, if you've noticed that you're trying not to date the same guy, or you're trying not to marry your mother, whatever it is, and you've ended up doing it, well, don't be too hard on yourself, because it really takes a ton of awareness to break these patterns. And that's the work that I really do. That's the work that I help people do, is to break patterns that aren't serving them, mostly patterns that are based on these survival conclusions from childhood, and help people live more joyful lives, more satisfying lives. Because we're all doomed to repeat that which we don't understand. That's a concept called the repetition compulsion that was first observed by Freud and then by Alice Miller. And it basically means that we will repeat things because they're familiar. And that pattern, selecting someone who seems like our father, selecting someone, a partner who reminds us of someone from childhood. We do these things subconsciously and unconsciously in a way that the conscious mind can never figure, can could never figure out. But we do it because it's familiar. But it doesn't, again, bring us joy. It brings us some degree of comfort because it's familiar. And so, it really takes a lot of awareness and then courage, once you have that awareness, to change these patterns, or what's known as your script or your scripting. And so I help people with that. The process of change is always painful, even change for the better. And a lot of people don't realize they're making a lot of changes and they're for the better, and they're stepping out and they're saying no to people that don't treat them well. And then they start going through a ton of pain and they want to get out of it. And so, unfortunately, a lot of times the tendency is just stop whatever it was, all the brave things that you're doing, and go back to your old way of being. And unfortunately, when you do that, you really set yourself back even further. Especially if you've set a boundary with somebody, and then you, without them apologizing or having a come to Jesus moment, you go back to that person, then they know they've got you and they'll treat you even worse. And I say that from my own experience, as well as from scholarship and the experiences of my clients. When I learned this work, I was already married, but I was in trouble in my marriage. Now I've been married over 20 years, so I can say that this work changed my life. I've witnessed it change the lives of thousands of people. It is challenging at times. Nobody does it alone, and that is what I'm doing here, to help people go through these difficult moments, because the world will be a better place when all of us have shed our childhood trauma and we're not reacting to triggers. That's really the goal, right? Is to be living as your authentic self and not reacting to triggers in ways that don't serve you. Okay. So, when we talk about relationships and balance, what we're looking at is the balance between feminine and masculine energy, as I mentioned before. I want to give a brief definition of masculine and feminine, because there's a lot of misunderstanding about what these things mean, especially these days. So, again, feminine is yin energy. That's the right brain. That is passive, patient, vulnerable, the world of feelings, the world of sensuality, sexuality, magic, creativity, non-linear thinking. Feminine energy is in the world to make it fun, but it's not of the world. Okay. And then all of us have that left brain. Most of us are in our left brain when we're at work. And that's competitive, conquering, controlling. That's doing, achieving, taking care of. The world of single-mindedness, of linear thinking, Masculine energy is very much of the world. So you can think of a symbol of masculine energy as like a brick, and a symbol of feminine energy is like a flower. Okay. And basically, masculine energy needs to do good to feel good, and feminine energy needs to feel good to do good. And understanding where your authentic balance lies will help you in your relationships and primarily in your relationship with yourself. I mean, ultimately, all relationships are about the relationship that you have with yourself. So understanding that you have these two sides of yourselves that needs to be in balance really gives you a surprising edge over other people. And when you start really learning these tools, it will appear to some people like you can predict the future. Because you can see how certain dynamics are going to play out. And we get deeper into that in my module packages, when we go into games and we go into scripting. I love to tell the story of my client who asked me if I was a witch because I could was could predict. I appeared to him that I could predict the future, and I'm not a witch, but it appears that way because I know these dynamics really well, and I can see them coming from far away. So it's not like you eliminate all vulnerability in your relationships. That's never going to happen, right? We need to be vulnerable in order to have connection. That's part of that yin yang duality. But we can mitigate it so that we're not dragging ourselves through the dirt over and over again. We can learn how to see signs, indications of dynamics, and learn how those dynamics will play out. And so that's also what I help people with. Yes, it gives you an unfair advantage. I think that's okay because it's for love. But occasionally I will find out somebody is using these tools to hurt other people, and then I won't work with them anymore. I don't care how much money you give me. If you break the contract and you break the integrity, we won't work together anymore. I don't have to work with anyone I don't want to. I'm lucky that way. Okay. So, on that note, please let me know your questions and here, let's see. I know you had a question. Oh, actually, there's a question. Let me see here. There were some questions from sometimes to be able to send me questions during the week too, and I will answer them here if I have a chance. Let's see. You can put your question in the chat, or you can. Oh, Raul. You can raise your hand. That's the other way.
Hi, Chloe.
Hi, Raul.
I just wanted to share an update with you. It's been a
Thank
little
you.
while.
Right. I love to hear updates as well, guys, because then we get to learn from each other how you're using the work, how we can tweak it, etc. Okay. So, yes.
Oh, well, this is more pertaining to my personal life. So
Yes. Yes.
my divorce is finally settled.
Yay.
Yes. And so that just happened last month.
Congratulations.
Thanks. And Anna and I are doing very well.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
So the only hiccup I've had recently was she last week I felt like she moved the bar again, and she's requested that I not be on Vita on Instagram anymore. So I decided to give it up,
Okay.
but I was very bitter about it.
Yeah.
So, but it's been a few weeks, and I feel like I'm slowly coming out of it, where the bitterness part, I'm finding I have more time to myself and everything. So it's not a bad thing. I just didn't like the way that it happened.
Right. Which was how did it happen?
Which is what?
How did it happen?
Well,
What
I
did
it's just been it basically so she's on Instagram often and all that, and then like
Right.
if she's asleep or whatever, I'll jump on it. But because she's intermittent sleeper, she'll wake up sometime and she'll see that I'm on it. But I turn it off as soon as I know she's awake.
Right.
But she says, oh no, I don't like that. I don't like that you're on it even when I'm sleeping. So I'm like, oh, okay.
Right.
So I made this choice that it basically means that there's not going to be enough time for me to do it, on my own. So
Right.
I had to just basically say, okay.
Okay, well, good for you. I mean, if it's working good, I know that that was something that she was sensitive about for a long time, and she, was trying to accept. And, if she can't accept it and you're willing to give it up, then good for you. And by the way, you're not the only one. I was dealing with a client about this just a couple days ago, there's a lot, especially people who are in like around our age, so like I guess 40
Yeah,
and
but
above. We're not,
I just feel like thank you, sir.
yeah. Sorry, I can't hear you, Raul.
Oops. Looks like I hit a dead zone. Yeah, it looks like I hit a dead zone.
Okay, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. What were you saying? Especially what?
No, I was just saying that especially people who are like 40 and above, we didn't grow up with social media. And so, it's been real, it's something that I'm dealing with a lot of clients. Like I said, I was just dealing with a client. She just started dating with a guy and she doesn't like it that, all his social media is full of women, and he is a certain type and she sees him all over there and she doesn't think she's his, type. It's hard. It's hard for people. At the same time, as you and I and she have, as we've discussed before, it's kind of unreasonable to expect that men aren't going to want to look at pictures of women. And Instagram, as it is, pretty tame. When I was a kid, I would walk into, my uncle's who's a lawyer. I would walk into his office or really any like office, and there'd be Playboys and penthouses just right out on the desk, So it's times have changed a lot. I think, the important thing is that, you guys have an agreement that you can stick with. And I know since she wasn't comfortable with that aspect of it, that it was becoming an area where she was shaming you a little bit about things. And I don't like the use of shame in relationships or towards yourself at all, because it tends to be very destructive. I'm happy that you guys have reached an agreement, and I, at the same time, I acknowledge it's a sensitive subject that a lot of people are dealing with. I think people tend to think, a lot of women tend to think that just looking at pictures of other women is like a precursor to cheating, and the truth of it is that it's usually not. When cheating happens, it's usually somebody. I mean, mostly cheating happens with people in your immediate circle. It's not from looking at strangers' pictures on Instagram. So,
Yeah,
okay.
so
Yeah. Yeah.
my only concern is that I get it kind of triggered me because I kind of saw that she's moving the bar once again from
Right.
what
She
she
had
saw.
made an agreement and then she went back on it.
Yeah, so now I'm having my second thoughts of remarriage,
Right.
So
Okay.
anyway.
Well, let's see how it goes. And who knows? Maybe you can get it back in some amount of time, maybe after the holidays or You have some time alone, obviously, where you could look at it, but you guys have a lot of other common ground that you can focus on,
Yes.
so that's good. Okay. Yeah, no one's perfect, you guys. Everybody is a fallible, flawed human being, including me. So, okay. Thank you for sharing, Raul. Okay.
Looks like Galley's next.
Okay, thanks. I'm trying to. Okay, there we go. Hi,
Hi, Chloe. Hi,
Allie.
Raul. Thank you so much for your integrity and saying, hey, Allie was next. I appreciate it.
Sometimes I
Yeah.
get confused.
No worries. No worries. No worries. And so, yeah, very grateful to be here. I love this platform and I love the just body of work that you so generously share with us in really up leveling our knowledge and our ability to live more, I guess. I don't know, relationship abundantly,
Yeah.
Yeah. And so,
More actualized, more authentically. But
yeah.
I appreciate your kind words. Thank you.
Absolutely. You're welcome. My pleasure. Okay. So I really deeply appreciate the fact that you have an understanding of the impact of trauma on the human organism, especially as we seek to partner and engage in healthier, more harmonious ways. And so, while I've had a really good, solid record with amazing men, I was going to say track record, that's the word, track record with amazing men, I've had a few proposals. My point is, I'm single. A lot of that is for reasons that I won't get in here right now. However, my question is this. Because I'm on this really intense healing journey, I can't say I've been a girly girl. I've been kind of a mix between, I like to have like cut off jean shorts and flip flops and a t-shirt, with like spaghetti straps. And then I also like to get dressed up. I don't want to have to be dressed up. I'm accustomed to dating men who were movers and shakers, and we were always having to be somewhere, go somewhere. Let's go. Come on, let's go, let's go. And my hair was always done. My nails were always done. My clothes were always on point. And it was all of that, which is nothing wrong with that. I realize I don't have the bandwidth to do that anymore, especially while I'm doing all this heavy lifting. I look at my life in terms of seasons, and the season that I'm in right now is more self-generative. It's more kind of introspective, healing from the inside out, top down. Now, how I look, I think I put myself together pretty nicely. However, my attire mostly is kind of like yoga pants and a cute top and, something form-fitting that still allows me to let the fellas know if they're looking, I am a woman and I may roar if you're the right guy. And so the bottom line is, you may recall me saying that I'm in a loving partnership with someone.
Yes, I
And
do.
yeah, and he's sweet. The thing is, I've been manning the throttle. I've been manning the throttle because I have been, and you'll recall me mentioning that I've been very boundaried and very intentional in reminding him. I would iterate and reiterate that I need you to understand, because I love him and because we've had such a long history of friendship, I want to be in integrity in this relationship that really has a foundation of a solid friendship, and I don't want to lead him on. And I don't
Right.
like using the words don't. I want to make sure that I am clear in my engagement such that he understands where the parameters are.
Right. I
Okay.
remember. Yes.
Okay. I'm noticing that I have fallen into the space of being kind of like a schlumpadinka. I don't know. I'm like, what's going on? I don't feel like getting dressed anymore. I don't feel like having to go out. And he wants to go out this weekend. And he wants to take me out, which is nice. And I was just thinking to myself, we haven't been out in a while. You were talking about, witchy ways and what have you. These days, all I need to do is think about it and it happens. I was literally just thinking to myself, we haven't gone out in a little bit. And a lot of times he'll ask, and I'll say, sweetheart, I'm tired. Or can we just stay in? I don't mind if we
Right.
stay in, you know, which I don't because I'm often tired. And as anyone here who's been on that healing journey, especially dealing with a cluster B personality type, and this one was not intimate partner for me, it's exhausting. It's
Yes, thoughts.
yes. And so I'm
Most of the
allowing.
work, yes, you may find that like your energy is uneven when you're doing a lot of emotional work.
Right. And I'm wanting to be in the space of self-care, self-compassion, self-love always, while letting him know, sweetheart, if I have any left over, you got it. You know, it's kind of like that.
Right.
And he's okay with that because I negotiated that from
Right.
the, yeah,
So,
at
what's
the
your question?
My question is, what's your take on making the effort to still doll up, you know, paint on the barn, sure, but I feel like I've lost my fashionable flair. I've never really been a woman of fashion. I've been a woman of style, and I've been very stylish. I feel like I can't put it together anymore. I feel like I'm not sure what to do. And in this dating climate, because I really want to look nice for him. He's a handsome man and he puts himself together nicely. And I know what he's accustomed to. I know what I'm accustomed to too. I feel like I've gotten out of the rhythm of it. I don't have the energy to do it.
Well, I mean, we go through changes, and especially as we age, a lot of women, I mean, I don't know how old you are, but a lot of women, as they get older, they aging is can be really complex for women. And so, you change when as things shift in you, the things that are important, the things that take priority, that's going to have an outward effect, and even physically on your appearance, not just in terms of whether or not you get dolled up, but just your energy, the energy within you. And I love this story to tell the story of like when I started doing this work, I had a really big breakthrough around 9 or 10 months in. And I woke up the next morning and my muffin top was gone. Like, because I had stored all, a lot of times people aren't fat, but they store cortisol in their body from stress, right? And that's in the lower stomach. And I made this big breakthrough and I woke up and my muffin top was gone. Everybody was like, "Have you lost weight? Like, what's going on?" And I said, "No, I had a breakthrough in therapy." I haven't been dieting. I didn't, whatever. So, I just say that to mention that as, you can go through a lot of different changes. Now, I wouldn't worry too much about whether or not you can keep up with him. But if you don't feel,
It's not keeping up. I want him. I'm accustomed to being eye candy on the man's arm. So I want to not lose that. I want to stay in the practice of keeping that muscle strong. And so maybe I can see this as an opportunity to practice, you know, and really getting my head in the game and really dolling up because the energy between us is miraculous. It's beautiful and it's so magnanimous. And so I love that.
I mean, sometimes these things don't have as big of an effect as we think they do as women. I had a client who met a guy for lunch and that had trouble hooking up, and so she ended up going right after a workout, and she was, I guess, in what you're saying, like Lulu, leggings and a top and a
That's
sweatshirt.
me. That's me.
And she was like, "I'm sorry, it was like a nice restaurant." And he's like, "I don't care." Because it's, again, the energy you're bringing.
Yes, definitely.
So sometimes we as women get really hung up on certain things about our appearance that the men or women who love us aren't as hung up on. So I'm like, look, you're going through a lot. Do what makes you happy. You may wake up one morning and say, "God, it will make me really happy to put on a dress and makeup and earrings and, whatever." But you may wake up another morning and think, "God, I just don't have that in me. To be my best self today, it's going to be sweatpants and a sweatshirt." And just to let yourself off the hook a little bit with it. You know, do what makes you feel good. Because, you know, I've worked with you before. I remember you're a feminine energy person. Because, by the way, guys, you don't have to be a woman to be a feminine energy person or a man to be a masculine energy person. But I remember that you said that in your relationships, you want to be in your feminine energy. So do what
Definitely.
makes you feel good. You know, don't put so much pressure on yourself. Men are attracted to energy, right? And I've worked with people before where they're like, God, you know, I love this girl. She's all the things that I thought. She's blonde, she's thin, she's got, you know, the rack I wanted, everything else, right? But I don't find her attractive. I don't know why, you know, because it's all about energy ultimately.
That's really
So,
great. I agree with you. I cut you off. Go ahead, please.
no, that's it. That's all I was gonna say. I was, you know, do what makes you feel good.
Yeah, and I do. And I
Okay.
don't what doesn't, you know, I don't do the things that I don't want to do. So I am very comfortable allowing my yeses to be my yeses and my noes to be my noes. And so it's interesting because typically when I'm around him and or his friends, they all will say, "What the hell are you doing? It's like you're aging backwards. Seriously, like you're glowing. What are you doing?
Well,
What are
that's
you
what
doing?"
happens when you're doing your psychological and spiritual work. And that keeps you younger more than Botox or plastic surgery or anything. Sudoku puzzles, whatever it is. Because when you're continually challenging your spiritual and psychological work, when you get in the pattern of that, that's what really keeps you young, keeps you healthy, keeps you sharp, keeps you mentally, you know, sane, met all, your mental acuity keeps that strong, more than crosswords or anything like that. So good.
Agreed.
I think it sounds like you're doing pretty well.
Thank you. Thank you. And like I said, he's an alpha male and he's a sweetheart. And I was thinking, I don't want to suggest us going out. I want it to be his idea. I don't have a problem suggesting it. So I'm completely comfortable communicating and negotiating terms of engagement in my relationships. I was just thinking, I want it to be his idea. He literally called and did that just
I
today.
love it.
He sure did. And so he set up everything and he's excited and he's making sure, okay, sweetheart, don't forget Saturday night. That's our night. We're going to go out. And I said, well, what are we going to do? He's like, sweetheart, it's about options. Anything you want to do, we'll figure it out. I just want you to be in a space to have a great time. We're going out. And I was so grateful that I resisted the temptation to take over because I'm pretty balanced in my masculine and feminine, and I also like to plan and get stuff done. And if you take them too long, I'm gonna take the reins. And so,
I hear
yes, ma'am. And so, what I did was allowed my inner goddess to step forward and allow that masculine part of me to recede a bit. And
Wow.
I allowed him the honor to take the reins. And so he did. And I've noticed that when I, with intention and deference and humility and gratitude, turn over the reins to the man in my life, the gentleman in my life, okay, who's in this case, we've been together for 3 years. So my point is, it's not really n not happened. When I brought that energy to the table, they stepped up, and I'm like, whoa,
Yes.
what
Yes.
is
Because when
this?
you respect a man, that's how you get that's how you manipulate him into his best behavior.
Inspired action, and that's what he
Yes.
was, definitely, definitely. And he shed a tear just telling me how much he appreciates me. And I said, well, what do you appreciate me for? He's like, baby, you're amazing. You're like, I feel seen by you. I feel
That's
seen by
huge.
you. I feel
Yeah.
respected by you, held by you. I know you have my back. I feel like I can tell you my secrets and you don't judge me. You don't use them against me. And I thought to myself, ding, 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 I'm doing the right thing. I feel really proud of myself and grateful grateful that I am in this current of energy where things are just clicking and they're just like I'm in this space
And
of
right, and
flow and
that's the magic of harnessing some of these dynamics, is what you're saying, is how things start to align. It's kind of surprising sometimes how hard it can be to do what you just said, like to let your feminine step forward and your masculine come back, and especially if you've had trauma in your background. So kudos to you for doing that, because
Thank you.
that takes a lot of bravery. And it's one of those things. It's not like, you're not like out there swashbuckling on the battlefield, so people don't see that bravery,
Sure.
but so I want to reflect it to you that I see it.
Thank you. Thank you. And his
Welcome.
friends see it because they compliment me too. When they catch me by myself, I could be in the kitchen doing something, preparing a meal, and one will come up and say, "Man, I tell so and so all the time, he hit the jackpot with you." I mean, it feels nice
Yes.
to be seen and complimented like that. And so,
And that's how you know you're changing your energy. You're becoming more feminine. And I would see it all the time. I started out, in a group like this. Well, it was in person and it was all women and it wasn't free. But still, it was all girls. And you would, we, the group lasted for like at least 3 years, 3, 4 years, 5 years. And we would see these incredible transformations, just like you're saying, and just like I said with my muffin top, is like when women were doing this work, they were just becoming more beautiful, like every week. I mean, you would just see the most incredible transformations. And it wasn't from any, like I said, any surgery, but it's just from basically doing what you said, letting that feminine take the lead.
Yeah, there's something anti-aging about it, I've noticed.
Yes. Yes.
Great. Thank
I
you
think
so
it's the
much.
secret.
I know, me
Beauty
too.
is an inside job. It really is.
Yes, it certainly is. Thank you, Chloe.
You're welcome. Okay. Rose.
Hey, thank you
Hi,
for taking
Rose.
my
You're
question.
welcome. Welcome. How can I help you?
Well, I always have questions after I hear everyone's comments.
Yeah, that's the advantage of working in a group.
What's that spiritual insight that can help us stop aging?
Well, it's kind of what we were talking about, is when you get more, if when you get more balanced with your energy, and a lot of that, especially for some of us overachieving women, to let our feminine side come out more, to put ourselves in a position of vulnerability and of receiving and of respecting a man, of giving up control, of cherishing our feelings, of leading with our feelings. It's the stuff that we've been talking about. When you really, like I always say, it's ultimately about the relationship you have with yourself. And when you're able to cherish your own feelings as a woman, that tends to affect a global transformation in you as a person. So it will affect you on the inside, but also the outside. Does that
I
make
see.
sense?
I will try, see whether it'll
Okay,
work. It makes sense, but that's amazing to work that way, though. But another question is, I didn't know you can also comment on that. I did have noticed that before. I think his name was Raul, the person who before Ellie
Yes, Raul.
say, and I don't know the details. So you were talking about, or he was talking about. He is in a relationship, but he also look at pictures of other women. Is that
Yes, on
what they
Instagram.
were talking about? Okay. Why look at other women? Is it because I noticed that a lot of women have this question, is aren't you satisfied with the person you're dating with or you are in relationship with?
Right. So why are you looking at pictures of other women? Right. Okay. Well, there's something that's kind of primal about it. And for men are very visual. And a lot of times for men, looking at beautiful women is kind of like what it is for us looking at cats or pictures of babies. It's just a pleasant thing for them to see something beautiful. And I'm,
Is
you know.
this something beautiful only, or is this something more sexually? For example, porn, or is it
Right. Well,
different?
Instagram isn't porn, right?
Okay.
Instagram has links sometimes to OnlyFans pages, but that's a different deal. So if you're looking at Instagram, you're looking at girls in skimpy outfits usually, right? So it's not even really porn.
Okay, but what do you think if it's porn?
I think that most men look at porn, and a lot of women do too. And so I try not to be judgmental about it unless it's posing a problem in the relationship. And again, a lot of times people think if a man is looking at that stuff, it means he's preparing to cheat. And that's actually not the case.
Okay.
Men who are cheaters often don't have a ton of time to look at porn and Instagram because unless they're looking for their next person, right? But then that's not just looking. That's having DMs, that's arranging meetings, right? That's making plans. That's something different. What Raul's talking about is just looking. Okay.
Okay. But based on my experience, my personal experience, and the stories I've heard from others after I find out my ex cheated, I noticed that he was looking at porn 15 years ago. I was not comfortable. I talked to him about it and he hid it from me, so I thought he was not looking. But of course I know men look at it, and I think
Right.
if he does not, because when he looked at that time, he even recorded himself masturbating in front of the porn, all those.
Oh, okay. He took it
To
that
that
level.
point,
Right. Yeah.
yeah, upper,
Did he
higher
share that
level.
video with anybody?
He didn't, but I saw it. I
Okay.
saw what he recorded.
Okay. Okay. Well.
I forgave him, or you call that forgive, or I forgive this thing and try to continue the relationship. Kids were little, right? However, I learned that later on, he has been cheating. And last year, I learned that he cheated many years. And when I discussed with people, some people, and they told me actually porn is the gateway of cheating
No.
because they are not satisfied from just looking at it.
Well, that's something different. That's something different.
What's
That's
something different?
somebody, well, you're talking about somebody who is cheating, who has the goal of cheating. The fact that they were also looking at porn, it's just it's there's no cause and effect there. I written no. I mean, I will be real with you. I don't really know in all my years of doing this work. I don't know of a single man who doesn't look at porn, and many women look at it. So you ladies can be upset about it and have your judgments and all that stuff, but especially as men get older, we want to be able to let them make sure they can still get turned on, you know? A lot of men this day and age have ED. And so, I think looking at porn, it may not be your first choice, but on a certain level, you're infringing on somebody else's autonomy and it kind of provokes an existential crisis. And I think that's what Raul was sort of talking about is that it's like, it feels like something he. That is in the sphere of his own agency. Like, how is it hurting anybody if I'm just out here looking at pictures of women on Instagram,
I think just looking at pictures, normal pictures with nice outfit, that's fine. But when you look at porn or go into more actions and doing more stuff,
I agree when you go into more actions. Like, I don't, but I don't really think that looking at porn is a gateway to cheating. No. Because
Okay.
you're not even in contact with those people.
You're
Now,
not,
you
but
could make
because
an
you're.
argument that going to strip clubs might be a gateway for cheating because a lot of those women do work, right?
Wait,
They're not
they're
just
not talking
strippers.
about cheating with those strippers or those porn stars. They are talking about after you start to have that desire or watching it, you're not satisfied with what you do at
Well, okay,
home
that's
and you want
something
to
else.
explore more.
Yes, okay, so that's something else that I don't think is necessarily only triggered by porn, but can be exacerbated by watching too much porn. And I do think if you're watching too much porn, it does begin to desensitize you to real life relations, you know?
Okay.
So I think there's like, again, it comes back to balance. I don't like to excoriate people because they like to watch porn because it's a pretty normal thing. But obviously, if you're using porn, as you were saying, as so much that it starts to desensitize you to your normal sex life, then it becomes a problem, right? If people become addicted to porn, there was that guy who was busted for jerking off in a Zoom meeting because he was in a Zoom meeting at work, but also looking at porn and he didn't know his camera was on, right? So that's when it becomes a problem. It becomes a problem, yes, when it's affecting somebody's behavior, when it's negatively, when it's going against your stated goals, right? So if a guy wants to be in a relationship, and I think that's kind of what Raul ultimately came to is he wants to be in a relationship with this woman. So if looking at Instagram is hurting that, he's willing to give that up, even though he thinks and she agreed to it before, and he thinks it's like harmless, right? So it's not one size fits all. It's just I don't like to just eliminate people just on the basis of them looking at porn, you know?
I don't want to eliminate, but to what boundary, how much, and to what point?
Well, like I said, if it's affecting your regular life, it's affecting your stated goals, if it's becoming self-destructive,
I
I
let
had a
my
client
ex.
who was dating a guy who was watching a ton of porn and had to the point that he was also making his own porn, not like your person that you were talking about, but cutting together different porn clips to make like the best porn movie. And that ended up taking up all his time. So he couldn't get a job, really. You know what I'm
Wow.
saying? Like, that's a problem. And it also affected their sex life, like you said. So you got to base it on whatever the particulars of are of that situation.
So, Chloe,
Yeah.
would you like me to chime in on this?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so porn can be like any other, like many other things, it can become addictive. It is addictive for some people, but not
Yes.
everybody gets addicted to it. And to me, looking at the women, the way I equate it is if I look at a bed of flowers, there could be one flower that really stands out and shines, and that would be like my partner. But there's other flowers there too that people admire as well. And so, to me, I've told my partner, I told her, I said, you can't be my everything. You can't be the only set of eyes that I look at, or you can't be the only face that I look at. I look at other faces and other eyes and stuff. So to try to be my one and only, it's not very realistic. So, and she understands that.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes people, it helps.
Yeah,
Does that
exactly. So
mean
one of the
your relationship is not monogamy?
I'm just saying that it can't just be everything for one person. You have to let them be able to take in other beauty. And I'm not saying it's being having touching with other people or whatever, but to be able to admire other women is good. a good thing.
Yeah, and especially,
There's nothing wrong with that.
my if you're in a long-term relationship, you know, sometimes a little porn will spice things up.
my question is, how do we control it and balance? How do we not make it continue until to a non-monogamy relationship? Well,
Well, the one thing is you can't control it. If you try to control it, it'll exasperate the person and might even, cause more harm to the relationship than what you're trying to prevent.
that's
But
what I didn't do. I didn't control it. I just let him
right, but I
do
don't
whatever.
right, but that doesn't mean that the porn caused the demise of your relationship. That's what I want to get across. Okay, I hope that's clear. I'm going to move on to
Okay, thank you.
DJD. You're welcome. Hi, DJD.
That's Giovanni.
Oh, hi, Giovanni. How can I help you?
I'm kind of new on here, so I'm trying to figure out, like many times I go to social events, singles events sometimes, but not always, and I get phone numbers and I text and I get a lot of not returning my text message. Now, I know there's probably something I'm doing, but not sure what it is. And then a more follow-up question would be, I try to go on like some websites and sometimes I connect with people and it's like we're going back and forth. I'm looking, when can we escalate it to get to meet? Seems like a little like too much going back and forth. Like, how was your day? And it comes back, how was your day? Okay, how was your week? How was your week? How was your
Right,
weekend?
right. It
And
gets
sometimes
boring.
I'll try to escalate and let's go meet. And then it's like, no, they kind of fade away. And also, maybe you may recommend a good website, dating app. I'm new to LA. I'm not sure where you're located, zip
Yeah, I'm
code.
in LA.
Okay.
Okay, so the top apps that my clients use are Match, Bumble, and Hinge. So if that helps you, maybe start with those. Okay, let me ask you, do you know if you want to be, everybody wants both, but what do you want more? Do you want your feelings cherished or your thoughts respected? One is masculine and one is feminine. And it's important to know which is more important, even when you're starting out, just starting out flirting, because that will help you get the right a compatible partner. So which is more important to you?
What was those options again?
Thoughts respected or feelings cherished?
Feelings cherished.
You want feelings cherished. Okay. So that's the feminine energy. So if you, that means that you're going to want to pick a woman who's more controlling, who's more dominant, who is going to be doing, for example, the asking out. So if what if that's
In that case, I may have to change my choice because I don't think I like a woman who's controlling and dominant. I like to
okay.
be the dominant person.
Okay, then you want to get your thoughts respected. That
Okay.
means that you need to learn how to cherish a woman's feelings. So, yes, getting the number, that's good. He who speaks first is masculine. So that is in line with being in the masculine, is getting the number. But when you're flirting with women, is this your first night?
Yes,
Okay. So when you're
here on this site.
and yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to give you a little assignment to do. And over the holidays is a good time to meet people. The best time is summer, but the second best time is cuffing season. Okay, so this is what you're going to do. You're going to be doing the five flirts. That means you're going to be flirting 5 days a week. Okay? Four of those flirts are going to be just while you're walking around doing your day, walking your dog, going to the grocery store, getting a coffee, whatever it is. If you see someone that you like the look of, you're going to give her, him, they, whatever, 5 seconds of eye contact and a smile at the same time. If they return that eye contact, that means they're interested and you can approach. But it's not just a quick glance, okay? It's 5 seconds of eye contact and smile. That's how you test out if the woman is interested and you can approach. Okay. One day a week,
Okay.
I want you to plant yourself somewhere. And you're new in LA, so that's good. Look around. Where is there a place where you like the look of the women there? Some people are learning how to play golf. Some people are getting dogs to meet dog owners. Some people, maybe you go to a coffee shop near where a lot of women work out. You know,
Okay,
whatever it
salsa
is.
dancing.
What?
Salsa
Salsa
dancing.
dancing. Exactly. Dancing and singing are great ones. Those are great ones.
Okay.
Because people, because that gets women in their feelings, right? They're singing and they're dancing, and that's, you know, then you already are in a sensual atmosphere. So both of those things are great. But one day a week, you're going to plant yourself somewhere, and that way, if someone comes in, they have the opportunity to sit down with you, you know, whatever it is. And if you give a woman 5 seconds of eye contact and a smile, and she returns it, and you're seated, then you really have a chance to, you know, start up something. And it doesn't have to be like, you know, rocket science. You can just be like, you know, I like your sweater, or can I get that for you, or whatever it is. You're going to be looking to cherish a woman's feelings. That means you lead with your thoughts. And I think you will get a different result. Now, I don't want you talking to women on apps for too long, 2 weeks max before you set up a meeting. If you can't set up a meeting in 2 weeks, forget it, move on. Because it's probably a catfish. What?
Is that when let's say I'm on a dating app, like communicate with them for 2 weeks, and
Or
if they don't
whatever it
respond, they
is,
move on?
you can meet someone online, not only on dating apps. You could be in Words with Friends chatting to somebody. I have a client who did that, who met a guy in Australia. You could be on, you know, Facebook. I had a client recently who was telling me about her guy who was on Facebook doing stuff. So, you know, wherever it is, just don't have too many back and forths that are only virtual. You got to meet within 2 weeks. I have too many people are saying, I saw a headline of an article, the intimate relationship with the man she never met. You're not in a relationship if you haven't met. Okay. So I just don't like people getting carried away thinking they're in relationships when they haven't actually met. So that's really important. So yeah, maximum talking 2 weeks. Try these five flirts. I absolutely think singing, dancing, those things are great opportunities. Karaoke, salsa dancing. I
Right.
mean, it's hard not to fall in love with the person you're dancing with. And again, you're going to be the one taking control. You're going to be the one cherishing feelings. So, you know, you're going to lead with your thoughts, but you're going to ask how she feels. It takes a little finessing. I know you don't automatically know what I'm talking about when I say cherish feelings, respect thoughts. It's like, what? That part of that is just the repetition of learning this work. So don't worry if it's a little confusing, because that's also part of the exploration. But basically, it means like, I want to take you to dinner. How do you feel about that? That's what you would say. Okay. And then she would say, I don't feel good about that. Or that sounds wonderful, you know, whatever it is. If she says, oh, I was just going to ask you that. I like this restaurant down the street for me, blah, 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 blah. They have blah, 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 blah. If she starts to take control from you in the planning of the date, that's a red flag, right? So then you know you have a competition for that masculine energy, that energy of control. And I know that that's what you've already stated is not what you want, okay? So that would be, you know, someone that probably isn't going to be compatible with you. You need chemistry, compatibility, and communication.
Right. Now I have heard like when a woman sometimes is talking, I would just like I want to fix it. I want to give her a solution, and I try to hold back. And I just try to listen, just say, "Oh, wow, that sounds really upsetting. That sounds very frustrating," and kind of withholding, trying to give any kind of solution. Or like
Right.
men like to, she's everything like a nail that needs to be hammered.
Right, right, right.
Another thing is like I used to go out a lot of days for dinners, and I cut that out because dinner could be like a 2-hour affair. And if you don't like the person, we're in a half hour. it's gonna be very, the next hour and a half is gonna be very challenging. It's, I kind of just shoot for something very like a cup of
That
coffee or
sounds
tea.
fine. Yeah. I think that's a good idea. And I think it's nice that you're listening. And if you have advice, you can always say, wow, that sucks. Like you're saying, I have an idea about that. Do you want to hear it? You know, or are you just wanting to vet? Because, you know, sometimes guys get confused on that. Because, like you said, you know, you see a nail, you want to hammer it. It's like men need to do good to feel good. So they're always looking to fix something, to take care of something. And that's a wonderful impulse. I don't want you to get rid of that. It's just that sometimes women aren't asking for that kind of help. So that's very perceptive of you. Listen, I'm going to wrap it up because I usually wrap it up at after an hour, but try those things. Let me know how it goes either next year or on Meetup. You can reach out to me. Here, I'm going to put my credentials in here. I'll still be working doing privates over the holidays. So if you guys want to talk, we can set up a session. Otherwise, have a great holiday. And I'll talk to you in the new year. It's been it. Thanks for coming and being part of this community. We're one of the biggest relationship groups on Meetup. So yay! And yeah, I'll be around if you need me. If not, I will see you in 2025.